Hey, welcome to another episode of Going to Bed with Nice Sprites, also known as me rambling on about myself, and hopefully you'll be able to find some comfort, relaxation, or maybe you'll be able to get to sleep, or possibly I'll just bore you to death. Whichever one works best for you, honestly. Like my other audios, this one doesn't have any real narrative or roleplay. It's just me talking about myself, and yeah, I actually have my cat here today as a guest, so she may possibly meow into the microphone because she is a slut for attention and enjoys being around me all the time. So yeah, I wanted to start off on talking about tea. I've probably talked about it before in some of my other audios, but to get to bed, I usually drink a glass of tea, a mug of tea before I go to bed. And it's clearly not working because it's currently 4 in the morning where I am. But yes, so I am actually not a very big coffee drinker, so I don't really have like that big caffeine rush or anything. I've never been into coffee, and I know, don't hate me for it. But yeah, so I usually like drinking jasmine tea throughout the day, like green tea or white tea. I don't know, it's just something that I found I really enjoyed when I went out to like Chinese restaurants, and so I'd make some at home. But yeah, usually when I'm about to go to bed or like a couple hours before, I make myself like a herbal tea. So chamomile, or just any of those ones that say relax me on the package. It promises to relax me, and I don't know if it actually does, but the placebo effect is there. I usually like stuff that has fennel in it, or marshmallow root, licorice root, I don't know, just like any kind of herbal tea that tastes yummy. So yeah, that's something I like to do to try and get myself calm. And in case you haven't noticed, I've got a bit of a croaky voice at the moment. I've been a little bit unwell. So yeah, I usually have tea to try and ease my throat. But yeah, so I've probably mentioned that before, but I just thought I'd mention it again for anyone who hasn't heard my other audios. Yeah. So another thing I wanted to talk about is I'm currently watching The Witcher. Yay. And I've never played the games before or read the books. Sorry, scratchy voice. But yeah, so I've never played the games or watched the book, read the books. And I'm actually really enjoying the Netflix show, so I won't spoil it for anyone, obviously. There's a lot of people who probably haven't caught up yet, I don't know, but Jaskier is my favourite character, and I think everyone knows why. But yeah, it is a TV show that I really like, and I've always had a soft spot for those historical types of TV shows or fantasy elements. I think Game of Thrones, and also on like a less like magical one, Vikings, if anyone's seen that. I haven't actually caught up since about season 4, but I really liked it. And my favourite characters, I'm saying 2 because I can't choose between them. I really liked Athelstan, yeah. And I won't spoil anyone on that either in case you haven't watched it. And I really liked Rollo. Don't ask me why, but I just like, I saw him and I watched him and I was just like, he is a fucked up character and I fucking love him. But yeah, so I don't know, I really liked Rollo, and every time the episode saw on, it's like, I'd watch it with my friends and I'd be like, yeah, Rollo's on. So yeah, I have a soft spot for those medieval type historical TV shows. Yeah, I also listen to podcasts when I can't get to sleep, so pretty much every night. There's one in particular called You're Dead to Me, or just Dead to Me, I think. It's by BBC, I think, and it is hosted, I think one of the people is from Horrible Histories, so you may know them as books from your childhood. But yeah, so I was listening to one of the podcast ones before. It was about, I think it was the history of Christmas, so Christmas in medieval times, and how it was celebrated and just all the weird shit that happened back then. And the other one I liked from You're Dead to Me, actually there's two. I haven't finished listening to both of them, but one is about Neanderthals, and I've always been really interested in like prehistory, so you know, before BC, before BC BC, yeah, and all that sort of stuff. So I find it really interesting to learn about, and it's fun for me to just like relax to it. obviously another one I'm interested in is the fairy tales, so that's also on the Dead to Me, Your Dead to Me podcast. And it's just really cool to find out where some of these fairy tales originated from. I think most people understand that they're from like the Brothers Grimm, but yeah, and this just delves back a little bit further into it. And so where like Wilhelm and, did I pronounce it right? I'm trying to do it the correct German way. Wilhelm, I'm just gonna say William. William and Jacob Grimm, I think that's correct, yes. when I found the source of their stories and where a lot of those fairy tales actually originated from, so obviously this is heading way, way back into about, what, like 100 AD? I'm pushing it here, 13th century maybe, I don't know, mixes of places. And obviously they started out as like mouth to mouth, yes, spoken oral stories and whatnot, so I find it really interesting just to learn about them. Obviously you've got your classic Snow White, Cinderella, all those, and so just learning about the history of them and where they come from, I find it really interesting and cool. Yeah, so I listen to podcasts when I can't get to sleep. I also do listen to guided meditations. I've mentioned that one before though, I think. And I have a cat trying to play with my headphones here, so I have to hide that. but yeah, so I think I've talked about story writing before. And that's just my cat licking herself, if you can hear the bell going. But yeah, so I've talked about story writing before and how I enjoy it. But what I haven't talked about is all the books that I haven't actually read and I want to get around to. So currently I have House of Leaves sitting there. It's complicated. We have a complicated relationship because I've started it at least 5 times by now, but I've never actually been able to read the whole thing, so that is still sitting in my to-do list. I've also got, should I have a lot? I have like Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel. I really wanted to get into that, but I have this really bad habit of starting, excuse me, scratchy throat. But yeah, I have this really bad habit of starting books and never actually getting around to finishing them, so that's something I plan on working on in the next year, so, and by next year I mean in a few days. So yeah, another one would be His Dark Materials, so yeah, like the Amber Spyglass. I've got all of these sitting in my bookshelf next to me, but I've never gotten around to actually reading them. Only like the first chapter or so, and then I put them down and I forget about them, and I'm like, oh fuck, I was meant to come back and finish that. But yeah, there's quite a few that I like, to be honest. I'm just glancing over and looking at them at the moment. I was really into Greek history when I was at university. So I really liked learning about like Alexander the Great. I liked Greek history and all that sort of stuff, in case you can't tell. I found it really interesting. I haven't actually read it, but I've got Circe here by Madeline Miller, and I have read The Song of Achilles, and I really enjoyed that one as well. So if you're into a bit of her, how should I describe it, a bit of homoerotic Greek history / fiction, I definitely take at The Song of Achilles, take a look at it, sorry. But yeah, it's a really good book, and it's really well written, and it's pretty easy for everyone to understand, so you don't need to be some great scholar or anything like that to be able to enjoy it. But yeah, so I studied a bit of Greek history at university, and I really had a taste for it. It was really enjoyable. My lecturer was a bit of a bitch, but aside from that, the texts were given were pretty cool. Yeah, so that's probably where I got my big interest in it from. What have I got else? I've got Horns by Joe Hill. I don't know if anyone's heard of it, but it's based, there's a movie based on it called Horns. It's got Daniel Radcliffe in it, so the guy from Harry Potter branching out. Yeah, I enjoyed the movie, but I never actually got around to reading the book, so that's another one I plan on reading. And this audio is getting a little bit long, so I'll cut it short in a minute. But the last thing I wanted to talk about is the gifts I got for Christmas, because they're really, really boring, and hopefully this will put you to sleep. So for Christmas, I was nice and bought myself and my friend a hand cream. And not just any old hand cream, a really expensive, luxurious one. What did I fucking get from everyone for Christmas? Hand creams. I now have about 6 hand creams sitting in my bedroom, and I don't have enough room in my handbag to put them. So yeah, I now have an abundance of hand creams. I can just add it to the pile of cosmetics I don't really use. But yeah, so I hope that everyone else had a good Christmas, and hopefully you'll be able to have a good new year too. Think of things you want to do and enjoy, and hopefully it'll be better this year than it was in 2021. Get some rest, everyone, and I'll talk to you soon.